the devil works hard, but the mystical warlocks behind the Kansas City Chiefs PR machine, unbeknownst to them or not, works even harder. So what is going on? Beside our loss of ability to handle someone's goddamn opinion, okay, is all of this hooting and hollering around someone half of y'all probably never even heard of, okay? Same thing as Travis Kelce before 5 minutes ago on the Kansas City Chiefs, but all the hoopla around kicker Harrison Butker, whose Butker is getting butt kicked and ass kicked by the entire internet basically right now over this guy's commencement speech. Like, you guys, I'm gonna try to keep this brief today, by the way. This is like in and out animal style, if you will, because your girl has a lot going on that I'm so excited to. We are moving and shaking. We are working on a project, on a new beginning that is huge. Like, not huge, I'm talking Trump huge. Okay. So I was debating whether I speak to this topic because everybody is weighing in on it and I've had a request to talk about it. And I put up a poll saying, do you guys want me to do a little baby mini ep or a reel? Because a reel was going to be tough because there's so much about this. It's literally, it's religious rights, women's rights, masculinity, the clash of ideas, cancel culture, all of it. So like, how on God's green earth do I downward dog style pose my brain into getting that into 1 minute? And you guys voted a mini ep. So here we are. I'm going to try to get in and out of this just to give you my thoughts. Because it's crazy because this guy is just up here trying to give a word to the wise. And, you know, it's a really crazy, like I said, it's like all these topics kind of coalesce of everything, you know, in my wheelhouse in a crazy kind of way. So I don't know if Andy Reid asked for any of this. Like, first was the Taylor Swift PR machine that came and infiltrated his entire organization. And now this, like, Andy, blink twice if you need an SOS. So the reason that this all came to my attention, okay, beside the fact that everyone and their mom, like I said, has a tweet of this and of that, a meme about it. It's funny enough, yesterday I was with a friend of mine who's a big sports show host on a big network. And so we're hanging out and he asked for my thoughts about it. Same thing. He's like, this is right up your alley. I would love to know what you think about this. I had me being balls deep in this big project, had no idea about what was going on. So all it took was for me to watch the commencement speech and read a USA Today op-ed about it that I'm going to be addressing and tying all of this into by a writer who thinks he's like a sports critic analyst writer, but not so much, Mike Freeman. And all it took was for me to read that piece, watch the commencement speech, and I literally rambled on this whole riff. I basically did the episode right then and there. So didn't take much, but you know, I thought I'd replicate some of it for you today. So that's how it all got started. That's how the Tinkerbell of this cancel culture moment came and dropped down, descended from the heavens, and is bringing it to you. So first of all, I want to tie in my own USA Today piece before I get to this guy's piece criticizing everything that happened. But first off, if you don't know, okay, if you are Patrick Starr's aunt, like feeding him cookies in his home, this man, the kicker on the Chiefs, this is where like you kind of have to know what you're getting, okay? Like, this guy rides or dies for Jesus, okay? And again, like, that ain't my speed, but that's cool. Like, I'm a freedom, a practice of religion gal. So as you can see here, hanging above my cleavage is the Star of David. So what have you? You know, we like to bring it all together here, talk about coalescing. So he gives a commencement speech at what have you, okay, but a Catholic liberal arts college. And in it, now this is a professional, very accomplished, obviously, NFL player, but he takes this moment to address the ladies in the crowd who have spent probably, you know, an arm, a leg, a future nose job on this education they may or may not use. And he basically takes the opportunity to talk about, like, yeah, you can go after a career, this, that, but I want to encourage you to go after, oh, I'm paraphrasing, but to go after a woman's, primal, crucial integral role in their own lives and society of being, a mom, a wife, a homemaker, what have you, right? And he later addresses the importance, and this is the other thing, it's getting like pieces of it are getting snipped out and it's not in context. And I did, I watched it, okay? Because I was like, how long can this Betty Crocker shit go on for? But then he addresses the men too and how important it is for men to step up in society and their roles in the house and all of this. And of course, people are losing their minds, A, because it's like, oh, we're reverting backwards. Oh, what do you know? Another guy who wants his wife to be a Stepford wife and polish his shoes and have a casserole ready for him and blah, blah. That's their only role in life, right? But there's also like a lot of political undertones under this. And the idea at large of the loss of, the nuclear family. And he also hints at like, the counterculture of pride and like trans and all of this and how it, how it's gotten, it's swung the other way that way, right? Which I don't, let me just say too, with all of this, I don't necessarily agree with everything that he is saying. So all that goes to say there are, political undertones of all of this. And my first reaction to all of this was, right, this is just, again, all of this is a yet again an extreme against another extreme, right? And that's what you have this reflected in the USA Today piece criticizing it as well. Like, in my mind, this guy, Butker, he is reacting to the extreme culture of pushing all of the trans pride, the women feminists, I don't need no man, like emasculating and eradicating men. So he is going this way. Then you have the USA Today piece going to me, it's just the clash of what, yet again, one extreme ideology against the other, right? But before I get to the USA Today of our lives, the day the USA Today is of our lives, of it all, is I just want to say that I by no means agree with what he's saying. I think that it's obviously an antiquated idea, but again, people are losing sight of the fact that this is a man speaking in Kansas at a Catholic liberal arts college. Again, not like, no offense, but it's kind of par for the course. Like, what else do you expect? Okay. So that's off of the bat. Like, why are you all acting surprised? That's pretty much, we know what we're gonna get with that situation, right? So, and again, this isn't my thing. I obviously don't agree. Me being someone who wants those things, of course. And I always say I love the yin and the yang of women and men, which we've lost a lot of these days, and women being so nurturing and loving and fostering a home and all of that, of course, and being that feminine energy and force, in contrast and working with the man who, can show up and provide protection and security and all these things, right? So I totally get that. But for me personally, like, there is nothing hotter being an entrepreneur, career woman, someone who wakes up every single day with the pulse of my dreams and career, like running through my veins. To me, I find nothing more attractive than a guy who's like, yes, like I acknowledge all the feminine and I love that and love to be like taken care of and nurtured in that way, but also who sees and empowers the alpha part of me or of any woman that's like career driven and passion driven and wants them to be liberated and empowered in that space. Like, to me, that is the hottest thing, right? But that doesn't have to be. That's what this whole thing's about today. It ain't gotta be everyone's cup of tea, And I will say that I appreciate how he does acknowledge. I mean, the reason there was a part of me that was like, it's a little awkward. It's a little awkward. You're telling all these girls right now, all these women step emerging into the real world with their whole lives shiny, deer in headlights, rose-colored glasses, dreams ahead of them. It's like, get up in that kitchen, girl, and do your thing. Like, I get how it's a little like, okay, like the setting ain't, it's all about timing, you know, it's all about the setting and when and where. But when you watch the whole thing, he really gives his wife, he attributes his success in his life to how amazing his wife has been to him. He starts, you know, choking up and tearing up. And I will say, and this is where it dovetails into my USA Today piece about all of this, like the clash of ideas and cancel culture that was published a couple of years ago. You know, in my USA Today piece, I talked about, because the whole thing came to fruition, if you don't know, around my personal cancel culture story with Chrissy Teigen. When I was a writer at VH1, I wrote a piece calling her out for being a cyber bully. And you know, these celebs, like, they're insecure, they got a lot going on, but she wasn't having it and basically tried to have me canceled. It was like cancel culture before its time. So when her whole cyberbullying scandal came to light a couple of years later, I wrote a piece in USA Today, which, crazy it got published there since they are on the woke side, hence the piece I'm going to reference here about all of this. But I basically say, when it comes to all of these issues, whether it be race, misogyny, trans, the answer isn't to exclude and ostracize somebody with, God forbid, a different opinion. Bring them into the fold, help them understand, where can we see eye to eye and move closer together. Even with the Chrissy Teigen thing, in the end, even though I didn't agree with her by any means and thought her behavior was really toxic and negative and detrimental, like, she shouldn't be canceled. Help her grow, help her learn. So in that regard, you know, it's funny. I can appreciate where he acknowledges and puts his wife on a pedestal so much, because it's kind of what I was talking about. Not in the same degree per se, or in the same nature of what he's saying, but the fact that he's like, I owe everything to this woman. She is like my queen. That's kind of what I was advocating for, right? It's like, bring them in the fold. And it's also like, these pussy hat popping wearing people don't know what they want, because on one end of it, it's like male bash, men are toxic, men are bad. And then it's like, you have this guy who's, yes, like, has his own religious, cultural opinions and beliefs, but he's up here like praising and worshiping his wife. And like, that's not good enough. It's like, what do you people want? Again, I don't agree, but it's like, I think it's nice that he painted his wife and paid such, you know, such an ode to her in a way that was, you know, really meaningful to him. Again, as antiquated as his beliefs are, that I think, you know, that's a nice thing. That is a nice thing. So, you know, there you go. But meanwhile, there's literally because people have no chill, there's a change.org petition happening right now to basically have him canceled. And this is the other thing with all of this. It's like, it's his God. It's literally his opinion. It is literally, it's his opinion. He doesn't speak for the Kansas City Chiefs. People are outraged that they're like, oh, he doesn't speak for, you know, why aren't they saying anything, that he doesn't speak for their organization? And that's the problem with this entire clusterfuck on the whole, is that every time we have seen this, it is the tale as old as 2020. Every time somebody prominent speaks up about something or does something off color or unfavorable, we see this, and it's like, this person doesn't speak for the whole organization. No offense, like, who fucking cares what they say? So when you have an artist say something, the Morgan Wallen thing, like, his chair casualty aside, what have you, the record label has to speak up and drop him and condemn him and blah 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 blah. Same thing with an actor. An actor says or does something and the studio has to get involved. It's like, why do the Kansas City Chiefs need to answer for this guy? Who gives a shit that he has this opinion? And by the way, again, it's not how I roll, but if somebody wants to be the pioneer woman up in that bitch on the farm from dusk till dawn, well, guess what? That's their prerogative. So why do you care? Again, was the setting and the message and the messenger appropriate? That to me was definitely a little cringe, I'm not gonna lie, but you know what? To each their own. And it's also like, back in the day, we didn't hear everything everyone said without computers up and around our assholes 24/7 and screens and monitors. Like, this little commencement speech would have happened, and y'all on the western city or coastal cities would know nothing of this. Okay, so that's the other thing. It's like, everything is so blown out of proportion, and who cares? So then we have this USA Today piece, okay, from Mike Freeman. So again, this is where you have to take somebody with for who they are and where they're at, okay? This man in his bio on USA Today, he is not just a sports critic, not a sports writer, not a sports contributor. A race and inequality editor, colon sports. So this is again, know who you're dealing with. Like, I didn't even ever know that this was now an emergent category of journalism. Like, DEI is having a parade in the streets because this new subset of journalism that some editors at USA Today pulled out of truly thin air, okay? Like, off of Aladdin's magic carpet ride. Never heard of her, but whatever. So the fact that this even exists to call out race and inequality in everything, I think is part of the problem. Like, let's move forward. Why are we harping on this? And so that's why, this guy, this is the headline, okay? It says the speech was ugly, but he's only part of the bigger problem. So the whole article, in my opinion, talks about how it's a lot of grifting, and I feel like it's a lot of making this something it's not. This guy isn't saying, ladies, bitches, you best get your ass up there and make me a sandwich now, ho. Know your role in this life. Like, he's not saying that. He's just, again, voicing his opinion of the puritanical Peters of the world, like, and our country. Like, that's just how they roll. But he's not saying, women, you have to do this. You have to be this way, or it's immoral. He's just kind of giving his little advocacy push of what makes a nice lady, So this guy's like, oh, he wants to take us backwards in women's rights. And then he somehow makes it about race. Again, like, how is this about rates, and why are you making it about something it's not? He starts talking about how people like him want to go back in women's rights, in LGBT rights, in, racial rights, all of this. And he even talks about how they're like, if this were, if a black player speaks up about something, that they're told to just like shut up and dribble. But because it's a white Catholic guy, people are, and he even goes as far as to say, like, white nationalists love this and neo-Nazis love this. It's like, bro, you are literally reaching. Like, again, why are you making it something it's not? Secondly, do you want to talk for 5 seconds about how entitled LeBron James is? Because I don't have all day, but I'm ready to throw down and go down when you are, because LeBron James is completely entitled, and this guy gets away with saying whatever the flying fuck he wants. Not to mention, yes, he gets some pushback from the right, but for the most part, he's praised, he's quoted all this. Like, LeBron, am I flying in private jets? Am I making millions and millions off of my own American dream? Not yet. But I'm just saying, like, okay, I don't think so. Enough said. So that's that about that. And then in the article, he talks about he cites a former Kansas City commissioner. His name is Justice Horn. And this is what I was talking about earlier, how it's like, why does everybody have to speak for an entire sports team, label, studio, organization, city, state? Okay. And he's like, this guy, Harrison Butker, he doesn't speak for Kansas City. And he posts a photo of the trans pride, brown, black, everything you can name, Kansas City chalk art, something happening on a street there. And it's like, why does this one guy have to speak for an entire city? Like, it is an opinion. It is his opinion. Get over it. Again, who cares? So that's what is so absolutely insane to me, is like insinuating, again, to me, it's just one extreme after the other. And a big part too that I took issue with this USA Today op-ed is how this guy now goes so far to counter this guy, Harrison Butker, who's countering the crazy, unhinged, extreme woke. this guy, rebuttals and he's like, what do you mean? Like, men aren't losing their rights. Men, I don't think men are losing their rights, but you get the idea. He's like, men aren't being emasculated. I mean, as soon as I read that, I was like, what kind of Sydney Sweeney euphoria utopia are you fucking residing on? Because men these days, first of all, men, why are men posing in Playboy? Why are men, Hef has rolled over in his grave, like from here to Jupiter, because did we ask for that? Like, leave that to us. Not even that, but in the day to day, like, who asked? But in the day to day, guys have their tails between their legs so much because we've been ambushed and badgered with this. We don't need no men. Men suck. Men are useless. Blah, blah, blah. They are sitting there puzzled, like they're doing arithmetic over whether they can open the door for you or not. So I completely disagree that men haven't been emasculated. And that's what I mean. Like, in my mind, it's just one extreme after the next, after the next. And I think that's the nuance in all of this that people are missing. Number one, it's a goddamn opinion. It doesn't have to be the gospel, no pun intended. And B, in my mind, it's just, again, one extreme after the next. And I think the truth of most people, at least, lies somewhere in between, So also, I would be remiss. I would be absolutely remiss if I didn't bring up religious freedom, because another thought that came twirling in my brain, Julie Andrews style, okay, on the top of a mountain. The hills are alive with me wondering, okay, the same people crucifying this Catholic guy are the same exact people to be silent about the radical Islamic Hamas orgy having people and students completely taken over US college campuses. Weird how that works. Again, the math ain't mathing. So you're gonna either praise all of that or let it go or not say anything, but again, bash this guy for his religious, albeit again, a little old school, if you will, regressive maybe, beliefs. I'm not seeing it. And that's where for me, it's like, again, it's all so selective. And I'm sorry, but both sides do this. It's so selective. It's like, you can have this opinion, but only when it's one we like. You can practice this religion, but it's only when it's one we like. Again, I'm not a practicing Catholic, and I'm sure as fuck not a practicing Hamas blowjob giver, but it's like you have freedom of religion or you don't. And I would even say with the latter, that's not even religion at this point. This is like extremist radical indoctrination of terrorism. But let's like the fact that that's not even called out, but consider like to me, that shouldn't even be considered religion. That's a whole other psychotic ideology. But again, we are in a country where we do have freedom of religion. So again, which is it? It's like you do or you don't. You can't have it both ways. Like, what is it going to be? So, in short, that is a little bit of what I have to say about all of that. It's an opinion. Deal with it. And by the way, to all these colleges, do you need a real commencement speaker? Look no further, baby. I may not be that available, but I'll make some time for you.